It happened, and those who waited eagerly were finally satisfied. No, we're not talking about the eclipse. On Monday, Republican leaders in the General Assembly released the stat packs. WFAE's Tom Bullock explains what they are and why they matter.
Stat packs may sound like a vitamin supplement or something you need to pick your fantasy football team. But stat packs, in this sense, are all about redistricting. Over the weekend, the Republican leaders of the redistricting committee released their proposed maps for new state House and Senate districts. This to comply with a court order, since 28 of the 170 districts were found to be illegal racial gerrymanders. But you need to think of these maps as a web page or an app. They're just the pretty public face for what happened behind closed doors. The nuts and bolts, the lines of code, that is what's important here, and how you can tell just what may change in the partisan makeup of the General Assembly. Here is where the stat packs come in. They are a big bucket of data on all voters in the state. Not who they voted for, but to which party they're registered, and most importantly, overall, how each precinct voted in past elections, from president on down. This gives the map drawers a better sense of what areas lean or are solidly behind which political party. And this allows districts to be drawn to give a possible advantage to help the party in power stay in power. More simply, it's how political gerrymandering works. And political gerrymandering is legal. But for some experienced politicians, they don't need a stat pack to tell them how their district leans. They just know from past experience, like this man.
I was saying, I'm enjoying looking at the lake this morning. I'm given the new maps, I might get to see more of it more frequently.
That is Republican State Senator Jeff Tarp, who lives in Cornelius. His district was most affected in Mecklenburg County. Originally, his district was pretty red.
I kind of had a crescent moon shape that ran down the east side of Mecklenburg County. So I had basically all the northern suburbs, and then I picked up most of Matthews and all of Mint Hill.
Now Tart says his district is the mirror image. Geographically, it would hug the western side of the county, not the east.
Basically the northern suburbs going down Mountain Island Lake, down the west side of the county and picking up Pineville and Ballantyne.
Overall, this change makes the district much more politically balanced.
No, it is what it is. And it's a good district. It actually will be one of the districts that is pretty neutral.
Or, more precisely, more of a battleground with similar numbers of Republicans and Democrats. The other Democratic and Republican senators in Mecklenburg County, Tart says, they are in relatively safe districts, politically speaking. But the fact Tart is in a swing district raises an interesting question. Republicans hold a 6-seat supermajority in the Senate, a 3-seat supermajority in the state House. If Republicans lose that supermajority in either chamber, it will be much more difficult to override the vetoes of Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. Senator Tart has stayed focused on the new proposed districts for his chamber. And as for that supermajority in the state Senate, will it stay intact under these new maps?
I actually, on first glance, don't necessarily think so.
Which means if Tart is right and these maps are enacted, there may be a whole new balance of power in Raleigh. These proposed maps still need to go through public comment, and changes could be made. They also need to be approved by the federal judges who struck them down in the first place. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.